was a very articulate caller. Okay. I hope he appreciated where I was coming from. He offered great advice. I understand that, but we can talk more about that later. But in the meantime, one thing that's very sad that he brought up is that most people don't care about the NDAA. Dan Johnson, would you agree with that?
I would say a good amount of people don't know about it more than don't care. But, there's a lot of people who don't know about it, for sure.
Even those that do know about it should have been fighting against the efforts, the fraudulent, treasonous efforts of Dianne Feinstein and Rand Paul. And there's a lot of people that have been caring about it. And they allowed them to get away with treason, fraud, and deception.
You said it so well earlier in the show, where you said Rand Paul is leading his people to the slaughter.
Yeah.
How do we reverse this?
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but we have just a short segment here, and I'm going to keep you past this next break. Is that okay?
That's fine. I think it needs to be addressed. But we stop this, first of all. We have to stop this Feinstein Amendment. I'm looking at this, and it has a absolute falsehood press release from Rand Paul's Facebook page has over 1,100 shares already. And Rand Paul is leading people to the slaughter. If you want to see the facts, look at the facts. And the facts are on our website, pandaunite.org. We have it front page. It will remain front page for a while. We're going to be digging in. This is our fight now. The way we stop this is we show the American people, we show the people who've been fighting this fight for a while, we show them that this is smoke and mirrors. We need to first open their minds to the truth. We need to first open their minds to the truth. And then we're not going to wait another year for Congress to fix it. Because I know I said it on other shows, I'm not sure if I said it on yours, but I remember saying that I don't trust Congress to fix this. Because if they do, they'll do it wrong. And they did. They did it wrong. And people need to go to their state legislatures. This is what I'm going to make a call out to all your listeners, to everyone who has a radio show out there who wants to get this call out. Panda, this week, launched an all-out assault on state legislators. On state legislatures, rather. We have been calling our state legislators in at least 15 states. Every single one of them. I called 40 of them myself on Monday here in Ohio. We have brought the idea of NDAA to the forefront of these legislators, and especially in Nevada. In Nevada, they have until December 10th to introduce a bill to stop NDAA. We've given them the bill. We've given them the resolution. We need pressure in Nevada. We need pressure across the United States. People tell you often, and tell your listeners often, call your representatives. Well, don't call your national representatives. Call your state representatives. Five calls to a state representative gets them to look into an issue. Five. We have 10 days. Less than 10 days. We have a week to get a resolution in Nevada to stop the NDAA, or we won't be able to get another one until 2015.
Wow.
We need everyone you know, if you know other radio show hosts who will blast this message out to their listeners as well, if you know other people who are willing and are brave enough to stand up and say, call your legislators. It doesn't matter if they're not your representative. Call all your representatives in the State House. Push. Tell them to stop the NDAA. That's necessary. That's how we stop this.
Right. Stay right there. When we come back, I'm going to take your call from Wisconsin. Neil in Wisconsin, hopefully calling to talk about the NDAA. I am joined by Dan Johnson. His website is Panda, P-A-N-D-A, Unite, U-N-I-T-E, .org, PandaUnite.org. You will get information there. We come back. I'm going to ask Dan Johnson also, you know, how he knows we actually have a listener, a very loyal, dedicated listener, who wants to know how Dan knows that Rand Paul co-sponsored this bill. So we'd like to hear that. And we will get to Neil from Wisconsin on line three, waiting to get in and hopefully talk about the NDAA. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Pete Santilli Show. I'm your host, Pete Santilli, every single day, 7 days a week, till the revolution's over. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like...
like to tell you about a revolutionary new product from our sponsor, Elixir Liquid and Electronic Cigarettes. If you're a smoker, traditional cigarettes have lots of chemical carcinogens and are being sold for up to $11 a pack in some places around the country. Electronic cigarettes, on the other hand, consist of only three ingredients and are a fraction of the price of traditional cigarettes. It creates what looks like smoke, but is actually a harmless water vapor while giving you the nicotine your body's craving. Visit our sponsor, Elixir Liquid, at www.futuresmokes.com today. Once you're there, you'll find the hottest electronic cigarettes and accessories and over 100 choices of intensely flavored liquid nicotine. No tar, no carcinogens, and no foul odors. The electronic cigarette truly is the future of smoking. And fans of the Pete Santilli Show get an unconditional satisfaction guarantee and a 10% discount with coupon code REVOLT at checkout. www.futuresmokes.com. Hi, folks. Pete Santilli here. As a prominent social media personality on Facebook and Twitter since they were first launched, I participated in one-dimensional discussions with literally hundreds of thousands of followers. When I first set up my SecondLife.com account about a year ago, I entered a whole new magical world that brought my social media activity to life. Second Life is much more than just a 3D game or a social media platform. It'll bring your online persona to life in one of the most beautiful virtual reality simulators on the internet. It's free, and besides, it's the best way to listen to the Pete Santilli Show. You can interact with me live as I broadcast daily from the Overthrow Bunker studio. To get your free account, go to any one of our episodes and click on the Second Life banner. Once you're in, we'll give you the grand tour of our newly built Camp FEMA, the very first educational tool of its kind anywhere in the world. For a limited time, if you sign up for a new SecondLife.com account, we'll give you a priceless welcome package. SecondLife.com. Join now, tune in, and connect with your friends at the Pete Santilli Show.
Do you owe the IRS more than $10,000? Well, it happens to the best of us. Just ask Charlie.
I was a pro NFL player, defensive back. Yes, I did get a letter from the IRS.
It's a scary thing, even for a big man like Charlie.
Well, man, when you see those dreaded letters, capital IRS, $60,000, man, you almost dropped to your knees. You know, they were trying to levy my accounts, garnish me, real bad situation.
Charlie found out about the law offices of Craig Zimmerman.
I heard their commercial on the radio. I said, well, hey, let me give them a call. It was like talking to my brother, talking to a great friend. I called Craig Zimmerman, and they put a stop to it.
You'll love the way they do business.
Like we say in the NFL, they never drop the ball. They did a great job for me.
You may be able to significantly reduce your tax debt. Call the law offices of Craig Zimmerman and get your game plan. 800-638-0727.
Craig Zimmerman, they threw a touchdown for me.
Call now and find out how much you can save. 800-638-0727. 800-638-0727.
You're always searching, you don't know what it is. You keep on looking, you don't know where it is.
All right, we're back, and I'm joined with Dan Johnson. Dan, are you still there?
I am.
Okay, fantastic. Listen, I'm gonna take a call right now, okay? While I'm taking that call, I want you to think about the following, okay? Because this is the feedback we're getting. From people that are Rand Paul supporters. They're saying, okay, well, you know, why is it bad that Rand Paul is supporting this? He's always been against NDAA, okay? And I'll let you answer this as soon as we come back from this call here. But, you know, callers and listeners are saying, why is it bad that, you know, that Rand Paul is supporting this? He's against, totally opposed to the NDAA. So why is this a bad bill? So hold that thought. I'm going to take Neil from Wisconsin on line three. Neil, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Neil from Wisconsin. What is going on? Welcome to the Pete Santilli Show. You're live.
How you doing, Pete? I just think, you know, that if the government wants to get this through, they're going to get it through, whether we call the legislative, whether it's going to happen. It'll come into a different bill. It's going to happen. They're going to get what they want to get. They've been doing it since, I mean, forever. I mean, we need somebody, you know, we just need to stand up and do something about it.
We do.
And you know what? And blood is going to be shed.
If they resist us, it can be done peacefully, but it can be done lawfully and constitutionally. And Neil, tell me if you agree or disagree with this. Don't you think at some point when treason, fraud, and deceit is committed by people like Rand Paul, don't you think that we need to arrest this person? We actually need to arrest him.
Yes, we do. I totally agree with you, Pete, but don't you also think that in this country we've been, it just seems like we're always second best to the idea of we need to do something about it. And we need a leader. Pete, be our leader.
You know what? Go ahead, Dan. I want you to address that.
Those who make peaceful revolution impossible make violent revolution inevitable. It is always a good thing and never a wasted effort to work toward peace and toward a peaceful resolution to a thing. And you're very right. At the national legislature, at the national level, they will do whatever they want and get it through. At the state level, however, they don't have anywhere near as much control. They're gaining control little by little. The federal government is gaining control over the states. They're slowly assimilating the states into the federal government, but they're not there yet. And we have found, and Virginia is a good example, that a state legislature will pass, and the governor will sign, a law to stop NDAA. Now, it takes a more thorough approach than just, oh, the state passed a law. Because as you and I both know, our elected officials don't follow the rule of law almost as a regular matter. But if you get enough people and you put enough levels in between indefinite detention, you only need one person to stand up. If you have the state, the county, the city, and the local law enforcement all have policies against NDAA, all you need is one of them to say, look, they can be like that police officer, that sheriff's deputy, who stood up for the First Amendment rights of those protesting the TSA in the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And they can say, look, I've had enough. This is our Constitution. This is something I was sworn to protect. And that is why we push, and that's why I made that call to push for your state legislatures, and that's why I'm making the call again to push for your state legislatures, is because state, local, law enforcement, all those levels, we can make a much bigger impact than at the national level. Does that make sense?
And it's not just a matter of diplomatically asking them to direct their attention to this and to nullify it. We actually need to make demands. Just like you said, we're not going to wait till next year. They will nullify this. Those are their options. You nullify it, or you will meet the people at your doorstep. Period.
Can I say something?
Yes, sir.
I love your guest. The man is brilliant. Okay, but I want to ask him a question. We do it peacefully, but when do we say enough is enough? I mean, when do we... do we have to wait for them to start arresting us indefinitely? Do we have to wait for the... I mean, when do we say enough is enough?
When we say our principles and our values are no longer worth it to us and we're all about revenge. Enough. Ever. Enough.
No, God bless you, you're right.
If you get to the point where your principles and values line up to drawing the line against government oppression, that is when you may. But enough is never enough, because if you say enough is enough, you have stooped to their level.
Can I give you a point in case of my part?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I've trusted in the system and trusted and trusted in the system, and I've been screwed over. Okay, and it's even gone as far as somebody in my family that I truly love, that is close to my heart, my daughter. I relied on the cops. I relied on the court system and the whatever. Something happened to my child, and nothing was done about it. And it just bothers me because we went back and went back and got the lawyer. And, it just seems like because I'm an outspoken person and I do say what's on my mind, especially in the court or whatever. Because of who I was, they didn't even think about looking at the case twice again. And now I have a daughter that for the rest of her life has bad memories. For me, enough is enough. But I'll go with you in the way, the way you're explaining it. for me, you know, for me, myself, enough is enough. But I'm with you.
You know, can I make a suggestion to the two of you? Let's have this this conversation three-way. And, Dan, I want to offer you something here. You are someone who I respect and admire. Honest to goodness, I wish I had the same characteristics when I was your age. But I've never been a diplomat, sir. And Dan, this is what I want to offer you. You continue your efforts to diplomatically, lawfully, constitutionally do everything we can to exercise all of our rights to speak out, freely express ourselves, to demand that we take certain actions, call upon our people. But this is what I want to offer you, Dan. There may come a time when people like yourself, who we all respect, will stand up and say, not only am I saying enough is enough diplomatically, I'm telling our state legislators, you must nullify this thing, or I'm going to be backed up by a number of millions of enemy combatants with Second Amendment rights in their right hand. And your diplomatic, peaceful means of restoring the Constitution needs to be backed up by people like me. And, sir, I want to offer you, as a former United States Marine, I will stand up by your side. I'm not going to be the diplomat. I want you to speak on our behalf. And if they resist us, I stand right behind you with everything, with my entire life, to make sure that we restore our Constitution and get our country back, period. You need to know that. And I call upon all veterans and all liberty-loving citizens to listen to those words. We can do this peacefully. It will only be bloody if they resist your demands, Dan Johnson.
Talk softly, but carry a big stick, my friend.
That's right.
God bless America.
Yes, that's right. And thank you very much, Neil, from Wisconsin. And,
God bless you, buddy.
God bless you, sir. Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
All right, Dan, I mean, I don't expect to lure you into a conversation to get us in trouble, but I gladly consider myself hereby right now on this show, on the Republic Broadcasting Network, I hereby declare myself an enemy combatant of this system that I absolutely despise. This is not of, by, and for the people, period. I combat that. Call me an enemy. I'll be the worst enemy they've ever had.
As I like to put it, I have a checklist of suspected terrorists, and I'm meeting a lot of them.
Yeah. See, they have Al-Qaeda in foreign countries, and what they forgot is that I'm 10 times worse than Al-Qaeda, and I'm right on their front doorstep. They need to worry about me. I'm not into their Al-Qaeda trickery, okay, to take our troops out of the country. I am an enemy combatant here by their standards. A domestic terrorist, as they qualify me by the Department of Homeland Security. I use cash, you know, all that good stuff. I wave a flag. I'm a nationalist. I don't want the United Nations. I don't want all of those things. But, sir, I mean this with all my heart. If I have to stand with you alone, I call upon everyone else to share this episode and direct people to this second hour, especially. We need to join together right now. I say enough is enough. They need to hear the people, not hear the legislators. Rand Paul is a treasonous bastard and needs to be arrested by the people, period. And we will nullify at the state level. What can we do at the local level? What can I do at my city hall?
Oh, the exact same thing. We're focusing on state legislatures at the moment because they're open for accepting bills in the next few months. So December, like I said, Nevada's deadline is December 10th. We need to get people calling those legislators. But and other states all have the same deadline. So we're focusing on states first, and we're going to move on to local as soon as those windows close.
Yeah. Listen, I stay right there. I told you to hold that thought. I took Neil's call. It was a great, great call. When we come back from this break, I'm going to keep you on. Is that okay, Dan?
Yep.
I want you to answer the questions about how bad this bill is. This isn't just your interpretation of the bill being bad. This is actually a legal interpretation of this bill being bad. You have legal consultation that says, oh my goodness, this is just as bad as it was before. So let's talk about that when we come back right after this break, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to the Pete Santilli Show. I'm your host, Pete Santilli. Don't you dare go away.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know that maintaining your health is getting harder than ever. GMO, chemtrails, designer viruses, toxins, and mysterious syndromes make it very difficult to protect yourself and loved ones. So what can you do? How can you fight back and own your health? What if powerful technology existed designed to help you optimize your physical and mental well-being, correct chronic issues, and extend your quality of life? Skeptical? Sure. We were too, but results don't lie. Your body's an energy system, and the future of medicine will use non-toxic bioenergy to rejuvenate your cells with the perfect living energy they're made from. How do we know? Because that future began nearly 100 years ago and lives on today because of powerful results. T8 is a breakthrough technology that's transforming the science of bioenergetic rejuvenation. To learn why over 800 holistic practitioners and people just like you bought T8s over the past 3 years, visit antiaging8.com. That's antiaging, the numeral 8, .com, or call 979-227-2277. 979-227-2277.
Dan the opportunity to address to address this issue. This isn't just and I'm going to present it to you this way just because the listeners and the trolls and all those people out there, the people that are really relying on the credibility of somebody like Rand Paul, who is literally leading them to slaughter because they trust him, and he's been an opponent. He has opposed the NDAA. Now he's coming forward so deceptively, treasonously, but this isn't your interpretation or your misinterpretation. This is actually coming from legal experts who say if Pete Santilli is declared an enemy combatant, all bets are off. The NDAA applies. Boom.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So what makes this bill bad? And who's saying that? Is it you? And your feelings are hurt because you've been fighting against it and they passed it anyway? Or who's told you that this bill is all smoke and mirrors?
The name Richard D. Fry will be familiar, and the name Stuart Rhodes will also be familiar, and strike fear into the hearts of those trying to lead us to tyranny. For those who are unfamiliar with Stuart Rhodes, he heads up Oath Keepers. I'm not sure, have you had him on your show, Pete?
I am an Oath Keeper. I've had Stuart Rhodes on the show, and I'm also aware of the fact that he's a constitutional scholar, period, from Yale University. Very,
absolutely.
Very well-versed on the U.S. Constitution. Yep.
Wrote the best paper on the Bill of Rights for Yale University, and he helped put together. Now, you have to remember, this analysis was put together back in March because Rand Paul introduced this amendment verbatim. Basically turned it from an act to an amendment and introduced it verbatim. Stuart Rhodes, Richard D. Frey will strike fear into the hearts of anyone in Kansas who tried to turn us to tyranny, because he is one of the most well-respected constitutional lawyers in the country. And Jeff Lewis, who heads up the Patriot Coalition and the Fire Coalition, for a different issue, fighting illegal immigration, they are well-known on Capitol Hill because they were the only group to stand up for the Constitution when Congress tried to pass the mandatory E-Verify Act. And all the other immigration groups were selling it as, oh, this is great, where it actually placed the hand in the federal government to decide the federal government could decide who gets employed, basically. And very, very well known on Capitol Hill. So there's a lot of people behind us. In fact, they take an unfortunately soft look, but they also have contacts in the Senate. The ACLU and Amnesty International, two left-wing groups, take versus the Oath Keepers, which is a right-wing group, or be considered a right-wing group at least. The ACLU and Amnesty International have both released articles tonight. ACLU's is titled "Don't Be Fooled by New NDAA Detention Amendment." Amnesty International, and I was talking to Zeke Johnson, who wrote the article. Actually, I was talking to him this afternoon. "Five Reasons the Feinstein-Paul Amendment Doesn't Fix the NDAA." They're both very soft on this amendment, but we are not. And this amendment muddies the waters. And let me address, because I believe there are people saying Rome wasn't built in a day, this is a step in the right direction, and stuff like that. Well, this is a step backwards. This is not a step forward. This is not a step in the right direction. This is a step backwards. When we bring the NDAA currently as an organization, we bring the NDAA up to a state legislator, a county official, a city official, or a member of law enforcement. We bring it up to them, and it's hard enough to explain as it is, going through the different myriad pieces and going through piece by piece. It's confused not constitutional lawyers, but some lawyers, it has confused. And the NDAA is hard enough to read by itself without the due process guarantee amendment being added. The Feinstein-Lee amendment muddies the waters. And that amendment itself, and here's why I say it could be a step backwards, that amendment itself could convince a state, a local, or even a national legislator that the NDAA has been taken care of, and there's no reason for them to stand up for the rights of their people in their county, in their city, or in their state.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What does Ron Paul have to say about all this?
He's been silent on the issue, as far as I know.
He has.
He was one of the only people to introduce worthwhile legislation. A hat tip to Representative Ron Paul. A hat tip to Representative Justin Amash. And a hat tip to Representative Adam Smith. And they all introduced bills that would have actually stopped the NDAA.
Would have stopped it. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Listen. Stay with me. We have actually an open 20-minute segment here coming up, okay? I want to take a portion of that with you, and I would say about 10 minutes. Can you stay with me 10 minutes more?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay. I'm going to need the 10 of the 20 minutes that we have coming up here. But, ladies and gentlemen, what you need to know is that Stuart Rhodes, okay? Stuart Rhodes is not just a constitutional scholar, not just the founder of Oath Keepers. He's a Second Amendment enthusiast. He is about to call people to arms to defend our nation. And he's also a former staff member of Ron Paul. He knows the Constitution inside and out. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
gentlemen, I'd like to tell you about a revolutionary new product from our sponsor, Elixir Liquid and Electronic Cigarettes. If you're a smoker, traditional cigarettes have lots of chemical carcinogens and are being sold for up to $11 a pack in some places around the country. Electronic cigarettes, on the other hand, consist of only three ingredients and are a fraction of the price of traditional cigarettes. It creates what looks like smoke, but is actually a harmless water vapor while giving you the nicotine your body's craving. Visit our sponsor, Elixir Liquid, at www.futuresmokes.com today. Once you're there, you'll find the hottest electronic cigarettes and accessories and over 100 choices of intensely flavored liquid nicotine. No tar, no carcinogens, and no foul odors. The electronic cigarette truly is the future of smoking. And fans of the Pete Santilli Show get an unconditional satisfaction guarantee and a 10% discount with coupon code REVOLT at checkout. www.futuresmokes.com.
Are you over your head in debt and not sure what to do? Did you know there's a way to legally wipe out debt? Stop harassing phone calls, even stop foreclosure or repossession? Well, the answer is yes. Pick up the phone right now and call the bankruptcy hotline at the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. With 17 years' experience as a practicing attorney, Craig knows how to get the creditors off your back and get you peace of mind. Most people don't realize that bankruptcy is a great alternative by immediately stopping collection calls, allowing you to keep your home, eliminate all of your debt, and give you a fresh start. Call now for a free, no-obligation consultation at 800-281-2286 and learn how bankruptcy could help you. So stop wondering what to do with your debt and call us at 800-281-2286. 800-281-2286. Not all will qualify. The law offices of Craig Zimmerman is federally designated as a debt relief agency. Office is located in Dallas and Santa Ana, California. Did you know there's a way to legally wipe out your credit card debt? Stop harassing telephone calls? Even stop foreclosure and repossession? I'm talking about Chapter 7 of the Federal Bankruptcy Code. Federal bankruptcy laws were designed to get the creditors off your back and give you a fresh start. Imagine waking up one morning without stressing about debt. It's true, and it could be you. Call right now at 800-281-2286 to see if you qualify for this powerful debt relief program. We're the law offices of Craig Zimmerman. Craig has been a practicing attorney for 17 years and has an A+ Better Business rating. We know how to make the law work for you to give you a fresh start. We provide a free initial confidential consultation. Don't spend another day wondering what to do about your debt. Call 800-281-2286. The consultation is free and so is your phone call. You have nothing to lose but your debt, so call now at 800-281-2286. That's 800-281-2286. Office is located in Dallas.
Now, broadcasting live from deep inside the bunker at Pima Region 9, is your host, Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
We are back. I'm with Dan Johnson. Dan, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, fantastic. So, so Stuart Rhodes has worked for Ron Paul directly. He's worked as a staffer. He is what I consider to be, to answer all the questions out there, the number one person, because Stuart Rhodes has never really had any intentions whatsoever to run for public office. He's stayed on the outer fringes to hold our public officials accountable to the Constitution. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so this is not Dan Johnson. I mean, even if you were to look at Dan Johnson, say, well, he's got a website, so he's just looking for clicks. But when I asked you the question, is this your interpretation? Are your feelings hurt because they went through with this thing, despite your efforts to try to stop them? Is it just your misinterpretation? Or is somebody giving you legal direction, per se, saying that this is not good, and I would consider him to be the foremost constitutional expert representing our interests here in the United States of America. And that's not an understatement.
Yeah, it's not an understatement that we have the best constitutional lawyers in the country on our legal team. I wouldn't trust anyone else. I would not trust someone who had not had the type of experience that Stuart Rhodes had or the type of experience that Richard Fry had, being formerly the 10th Amendment Center with the Kansas City Patriots, and a current lawyer holding, well, a constitutional lawyer who has passed nullification of Obamacare, if I'm not mistaken, in Kansas. And even though I have an extremely heavy heart, I'm not sure if you can tell that my demeanor has changed a little bit since getting
I can tell
the,
a little bit. Don't get down, okay? Just know, and I want you to even listen back to what I told you, okay? Listen back to what I said to you. There are literally tens of millions of people that if they heard my words, would stand right behind you. You need to know this. Now is the time. Now is the time for you to rise up with that same level of energy that got you to this point. Okay? Except you need to be backed up by a credible threat of force.
Our resolve has never been stronger. We will. Usually we are bogged down in legislative battles on the NDAA, such as Oakland County, which we won, and such as Sunbury, Pennsylvania, which we won, and several others. But we are taking it to a new level. See, they're waging an information war on the truth. We are digging in the trenches and we're fighting back.
Not just that, Dan. Can I ask you something?
Mm-hmm.
I consider this to be this important. There are certain things that are non-negotiable. Our inalienable rights that were provided to us by the U.S. Constitution are those rights that were given to us when we were born naked on this planet. And there are certain things that are non-negotiable as far as I'm concerned. And I'm prepared, as a former United States Marine, all veterans will agree with me, to lay my life on the line to protect those rights. Now, you tell me right now, Is this something that's that important, nullifying the NDAA? Would you personally lay your life on the line to make sure that that happens? Would you?
On a moment's notice.
Yeah, without any hesitation, correct? That's what this is about. This isn't just about misinformation. This isn't about treasonous legislation. This is about the people needing to know that this is the moment where they're to rise up and to speak out and to say, we are prepared to tell you that it's non-negotiable. You will nullify the NDAA, and there is no legislation that shall oppose that demand. Period. That's how serious it is. Is that a loosey-goosey propaganda effort, right?
Right. It is not a propaganda effort. That is, we are going with legislation. We are going to fight this. We are going to fight the propaganda that is supposed to trick the liberty movement and lead them like sheep to the slaughter. Mm-hmm. But we are going to continue to take the fight on the state, the local, the county, the law enforcement levels. We will take it with an ever-renewed vigor because a defeat is only looked at as by us, as PANDA. We look at defeats as building blocks to success and to an actual victory. There's not failure, victory, left, right. It's failure and then victory, always. And this is the next step to victory. Our resolve has never been stronger. We will rise up. We will stop the NDAA. We ask all your listeners to join us. And
when was the last time you spoke? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. When was the last time you spoke to Stuart Rose? I'm sorry I interrupted you.
Via email a couple days ago. No, actually today via email.
Today, this is what I'd like you to not even suggest. If you have contact with Stuart Rhodes, say I was on a show, it was the Pete Santilli show, and he said that all veterans would not hesitate to, and Stuart Rhodes has said that there will come a time soon. We have a couple of, he specifically said this to me. He said, we have a couple of peaceful means by which we're going to restore our Constitution and take our country back. And at that point, all veterans, all oath keepers must be prepared that we will be called to arms to back up our peaceful demands. Once we've exercised those, we need to do it responsibly, but we need to be prepared to go forward. Tell Stuart Rhodes, say Pete Santilli said that the oath keepers would stand behind these peaceful demands and ask him if he would agree or disagree with that. And he is going to be the one that's going to call us up. I'd love to get that call from Stuart Rhodes. Mention that to him next time you speak with him.
I will.
Okay. Now here's, I'm going to transition here because I want to get your opinion on this. I know you've been a Ron Paul fan. You were at Paul Fest. You actually gave a presentation on the stage at Paul Fest, correct?
Yes, sir.
There's a lot of people out there that are Ron Paul supporters, Rand Paul supporters. That the whole thing got muddied up and it was a big bloody mess, whatever, for whatever reason. But God bless, you know, the Paul people, the Paul, we call them the Paul bots, right? That campaign has been supported by a man named Peter Thiel. Are you aware of that?
I've heard rumors of that, yes.
Okay. It is not just a rumor. If you were to research this, and I think this is important to have this conversation, because if you look at why Rand Paul would ever want to do anything against the people and for the interests of, let's say, a special interest, somebody like Peter Thiel, he has committed tens of millions of dollars to getting his way or his interest pushed forward, and he is behind Rand Paul. I would love to hear your opinion, if that were the case, if that's factually correct, that Peter Thiel has supported Rand Paul, wouldn't that be a very terrible thing or a possible reason as to why he's doing such a thing to the American people?
I'm unsure who Peter Thiel is, actually.
Peter Thiel, and I want you to look into that. This is great, Dan. I'm glad I brought this up. I mean, I've literally awakened to a lot of these things right in front of my listeners. So don't be embarrassed by that. Okay, Peter Thiel was the founder of PayPal. And actually, Cassie, he's a multi-billionaire.
Oh, okay.
He's a Bilderberger.
He's probably a 21st century council NBI guy, isn't he?
You know, I've never even heard of that term. That's the first time I've heard of that term. But Peter Thiel is a Bilderberger. He is a supporter. Has given, I think, greater than $25 million to the Paul campaign. So this is who's behind Rand Paul. Just keep that in mind, okay? Take a look at it and determine for yourself, of course, whether or not that's factually correct. But I thought you may have known about that or may want to speak out about it.
Well, right. I mean, as a quick note on that, the Bergerin, according to the Nicholas Bergerin Institute on governance, the Bilderberg group is outdated and they are the new one. So just as a note to you, that might be something to check out.
All right, I sure will. Absolutely. Now, I'm going to let you conclude this awesome segment. Thank you so much for making yourself available. I want you to give final commentary here, and then I'm going to take over the remaining balance of the segment. But talk to our listeners, conclude your comments, tell them where they need to go to get more information, what they need to do. Make sure you clearly spell out your website once again for those new listeners just tuning in.
Okay. I want to really quickly recap then. The amendments that Dianne Feinstein introduced, Rand Paul supported, Mike Lee supported, several other senators supported, and that passed in the U.S. Senate tonight, does not protect your rights, does not even put us a step in the right direction, and does not even leave us at a standstill. It is a step backwards. It muddies the waters and makes it harder to explain to elected officials why they should nullify NDAA and actually protect Americans' rights, instead of doing a compromise on the Constitution, or even pretending to compromise on the Constitution like it actually did something on Capitol Hill. We will continue to take this fight. We want you to contact your state legislators, especially in Nevada. We need to do a real big push there to get something in the Nevada Senate and the Nevada House. And finally, never give up the fight for your rights. Don't accept false fixes. The Constitution is not something we need to compromise on. It is not something we can compromise on. And those who we trust to protect the Constitution, if they will not protect the Constitution, must be replaced by those who will.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. Our website is pandaunite.org. On the front page of the website, we have those three legal documents laying out the arguments that Stuart Rhodes, Jeff Lewis, Richard Fry and myself have put together. Thank you so much for having me on again. And please, everyone who's listening to this, share this audio, share this video on YouTube to everyone you know. We can't let the liberty movement be tricked and led to the slaughter by false hope and false promises.
Dan Johnson, you stand strong. You are the leadership that United States Marines back. You understand that? Always remember that. That should keep you strong. Fight on. All right, sir, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, That was Dan Johnson. Now, I wanted to give him the additional time to talk, and I needed the remaining balance of this segment to convey to you some very important things, okay? And it has to do with Ron Paul. It has to do with Stratfor. There are people that are on the Republic Broadcasting Network that if they were to hear what I'm about to say, because they're, the Republic Broadcasting Network was founded in Texas. This particular channel itself has virtually become a mouthpiece for the liberty movement through Ron Paul. They have supported Ron Paul like you would not believe. This is about Ron Paul. This is about Stratfor in Texas. This is about Jason Burmes at Intel Hub. This is about Alex Thomas at Intel Hub. This is about the people who have spent millions of dollars, literally, to propagandize and divert your attention away from the evidence that Dr. Judy Wood has put together in one of, not one of, it is the one and only comprehensive scientific forensic investigations filed with the court system, put into a textbook. Millions of people have tried to keep your eyes away from that. So the 9/11 truth movement, the Ron Paul movement, the alternative media, the covert operators behind the scenes like Stratfor, who used the corporation to allow the CIA to operate in the United States of America to circumvent the law. These are a bunch of lawless people. And I'm going to even say that even people like Alex Jones has supported all of those things. He supports Stratfor. He does support Stratfor. Does not want to demean them, does not want to out them for the information that's come about. He has concealed this information from you. Pete Santilli has brought it forward. Now, to all 30 of his listeners, no, absolutely not. I don't have that power, nor will I compromise my integrity to get that power. Jason Burmes sat in the seat. You're going to hear about this. He sat in the seat to take a call from a caller who called to present Dr. Judy Wood's evidence. And guess what? That caller was hung up on in the presence of Jason Burmes while he was on air. Jason Burmes has interest because he's presented the truth about 9/11. And he wants you to believe his truth, not Dr. Judy's or the actual evidence. Ron Paul has fallen on his face, has not combated the voter fraud against him. He let the Republican National Committee steamroll him. What did we get in return? We got somebody like those people even on this network alone that continue to support Ron Paul despite him combating voter fraud and all those other things that were done upon him. Supporting that is to support the RNC's tactics. And I spit on all of you. All of you. I don't care who you are. Alex Jones to support Ron Paul is to support the RNC's crimes. Dr. Judy Woods? Dr. Judy Wood? I can't believe I just said that. That was a Freudian slip. You're going to hear about that. Dr. Judy Wood has evidence about 9/11. And for anyone to skip over that evidence, anyone, including Burmes, including Alex Jones, including any of these 9/11 truth movement people, all of them, for anyone to not look at Dr. Judy Wood's information qualifies them as being not credible to talk about the 9/11 truth movement. And I'll say from nuclear scientists on down, all of you, to not look at evidence is to essentially step over the body at a crime scene and go to the back of the room to talk about what happened, and to not look at that body. body to find out why that body's laying there at the front door, to go in the back of the room and have a discussion with a bunch of CIA operatives who are saying, well, a murder was committed. The person was shot. He was hit over the back of the head by his wife. And to not look at that body, to see what the actual evidence is, disqualifies you from being involved in that investigation to solve that crime. When we come back, I'm going to answer, what was this guy's name that called in? I need to treat that man with respect, okay? I've been thinking about this, and it's an important response to his thoughtful words. The gentleman that called in and said, I need to speak to Alex Jones because you need to get to his listeners. You know who needs to speak to his listeners? Alex Jones needs to speak to his listeners. What more credible person in front of his listeners than Alex Jones himself? Not Pete Santilli. Alex Jones needs to do it. Why isn't he telling them the truth? That's what I want to know. Don't go away.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Live from deep inside the bunker at Pima Region 9 is your host, Pete Santilli, telling you the truth, whether you like it or not.
Okay, I've made a decision here, okay? And I just informed Susanna Cole, all right? Here's the decision, all right? Those who have supported Ron Paul, no matter what, and have recently projected their opinion about Ron Paul, I denounce them. I will not be associated with them. Ron Paul has been supported by Peter Thiel. I have an integrity issue. I will not deal with that. Those who have known about Stratfor that have been concealing this from you at Intel Hub, I'm going to out them. Alex Thomas has specifically withheld information, knowing full well that this information is important, and he said that he was going to check with Jason Burmess to find out if it's true. Jason Burmess is hereby officially, right now, I've never said this, he's dirty. I've never said this. And I've had personal conversations with Jason Burmess. I'm outing them. People in alternative media have been dirty and have screwed each other. And they've taken themselves down. And I will not be a part of it. I'm going to speak with Alex Jones listeners, and I'm going to do so one at a time. And I'm going to change my hours to the Alex Jones hours. That's what I'm going to do. I have not been given that opportunity here on the Republic Broadcasting Network to do that. And that's a long story, but this is not personal. I'm going to hereby resign and never come back on the Republic Broadcasting Network ever again. And if that story has to be told, it will be, but I'm not going to consume your time as to why. Out of principle, I do this. And I go to speak with the Alex Jones listeners because I will talk to them one by one. Alex Jones, if the day he picks up Dr. Judy's book and he reads that thing and he can come on air and say that that's disputable facts about 9/11, then I'll speak with Alex Jones directly. And I will apologize to him for thinking the wrong things about him. Until he does not come forward and say that raping women is bad. Mr. Stratford himself needs to say that having an employee that used to work for Stratford, that needs to get to his listeners. He needs to at least disclose it. Yes, she worked for Stratford. That's a fact. Pete Santilli brought up those facts. I just wanted to tell 30 million people or 15 million. However, many, if he tells the truth about that, denounce the rape of women. Mr. John Stadmiller knows about this information and says, well, I don't know. We might get sued. Really? Okay, well, I'm sorry. I'm very, very sorry. We don't want to get sued. We don't want to bring the truth to the tens of millions of people. I'm going to bring the truth to people. I will do so every single day. If I have to stand here with a megaphone out in the middle of the street, naked, with my inalienable rights, I will do that. I'm going to another network because at this point in time, it's the only person that's been in this alternative media who I've already looked at that has taken a shellacking and he's remained true to his principles. And you'll be hearing about it soon. I will be on every single night. I hereby resign once and for all from the Republic Broadcasting Network until further notice. Good night. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to the Pete Santilli Show. Pete Santilli Show will go on and on and on and on and on. Alex Jones needs to talk to his listeners. John Stadmiller needs to talk to his listeners about Ron Paul, about Alex Jones. Alex Thomas from Intel Hub needs to talk about their readers, about Stratford and Alex Jones. Jason Burmess needs to read Dr. Judy's book. All of you people need to pay attention to what is happening around you. All I ask is that you have a free mind. Every single listener, free your mind. You research the truth. Don't let anyone take you away from the truth ever, ever, ever. My listenership, as soon as I push this button, will quadruple, but it will do so on the right principles, on the founding principles of our founding fathers. Semper Fi, mother effers!